I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Daily Channel Q on 94.1 HD2 Fox and Sir Freezy live from Las Vegas. Queer in the air on the all new Channel Q. We got guests in the studio. Let's get right into it. Who did you bring today?
So we got here from Spectrum Magazine, Rob Schlegel and Lucas Schlegel alongside with him.
All right. Welcome to the show. Woo! Thank you so much for joining
us. Glad
this
to be
morning.
Here.
Yeah,
glad
thank you
here.
So much. So tell me a little bit about your magazine.
Well, the Spectrum Magazine is a monthly LGBTQ magazine, but we went a step further and we call it progressive because magazines always have an editorial bent, whether they admit it or not. And so we just said, hey, we're progressive and we're not going to play around about it. We're not going to, you know, try to be all sides to everything. We are on the progressive spectrum of the publication world, and we are not a conservative media.
Oh, okay. Well, strangely enough, we're not really all that conservative here either. So we're glad that you came to the show. You came to the right place.
Honey, I've heard your show. Don't worry.
Oh, you've heard my show. You know all about me and my outdoorsy guys. Okay.
Throwing the line out to fish. Okay.
Right. Hey.
So how long have you been publishing Spectrum for?
So we started publishing Spectrum about 6 months ago. This will be our sixth issue, which comes out Friday night. But I've been in the newspaper industry and the magazine industry for, I don't know, 30 or 40 years.
You don't even look 30 years old.
And you...
Oh, thanks.
29 and holding, bro.
I owe you $5, I know.
That doesn't fit into our twink spectrum, does it?
No, I don't
twink
think...
Twink is our word of the day here on Channel
queen,
Q.
That's between 30 and
yes.
50. And
too bad
he's
I didn't...
been doing something for 30 years. Anyway.
Too bad I didn't bring my fan to clack.
So how did Spectrum come to be, exactly?
Well, I used to publish the Las Vegas Bugle back in 1985 to 2000 or 2002, whatever it was, and I sold it.
Okay.
And then I went into real estate, and I'm still in real estate for that matter, but what happened was the Nightbeat, which was the current print magazine in town,
right.
was owned by a friend of ours, and he had a stroke and could no longer publish.
Oh, sorry
to
hear that.
A few friends of mine, be Terry Wilsey, Lynn Collier, my husband, Lucas Navarro Schlegel, and I decided to buy the magazine and go back into the business.
Oh, wow.
Awesome.
That's amazing. Now, how often do you guys publish?
We publish monthly. So our sixth issue comes out this coming Friday night.
Oh, that's kind of interesting. Now, tell me, like, what could I find in a typical, like, if I were flipping through your magazine, what would I find in Spectrum?
Well, you will find an ad from a lot of the local bars in town, and that's what has always put the magazine, paid the printing bills and so forth. But this issue, our first issue, will have four full-page car advertisements, and that's what pays the bill. But as far as the news content goes, we are very inclusive of lesbians, gay men, transgender, bisexuals, and this is the first time there has been a news print magazine that I can think of in the Valley that is so inclusive.
That's beautiful. That's awesome.
And if lesbians think they've never been covered news-wise and they think, oh, it's only a men's magazine, that's absolutely not the case here.
I've seen some of your magazine covers, and some of the guys on there looking pretty good on the horse, man. I got to tell you, I thought it was kind of like an interesting thing that I just saw. Who was the guy that you just had on your cover?
Well, I love that photo, but the odd thing is the guy on the horse hated it.
What?
Because the horse's ears were not pointing forward.
I was thinking
he practically made my poor editor cry over it. So it was my fault. I didn't get it to him in time to give me advice on the cover. But a horse has to have their ears pointed forward.
Otherwise, it's
so
bad luck.
They're paying attention.
Oh.
I've got these zebra print shoes, and I was thinking, like, if I ever pose on your magazine cover, I want to wear, like, my big, like, platform zebra print shoes and ride the horse, and then I've already got, like, this whole thing worked out. We should do this sometime.
I could pose a photo for you, but we would do, like, Lady Godiva style, and we would just have something strategically placed, like a small fig leaf or something.
I like Anna Nicole kind of style. You know what I mean?
Lucas, what was the guy's name on the horse you were about to mention?
Yeah, the guy's name is Andy. He's a friend of mine.
Is he single?
His name is Andy.
Is he single? Why, you think he's a hottie?
Yeah, he's single totally as far as I know. Yeah, I don't know if he's dating someone.
Listen, I did the story. Andy Marlette is single and looking. So,
oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I'm available. I'm right here. You don't have to shout.
Handing that cover of that magazine out, everyone wanted to look at that, wanted to meet the guy. They all talked about the guy, not the horse.
Who needs Grindr when you have Fox and Freezy on Channel Q's show hooking you up with people on the front of magazine covers?
Like Spectra magazine. I want to be on the cover now. Maybe I could be like newly popular and stuff if I were on the cover of Spectra magazine. I could have all kinds of guys like writing to me, and I could have dates until like Christmas.
I feel an Anna Wintour moment coming on.
Anna Nicole?
Actually, Tyler, we have a little feature on this radio show in the Kitty Litter's column. It comes out Friday night, and there's explanation of what HD radio is, how to tune it in, and stuff like that.
So. Tyler, do you know who Kitty Litter is?
I don't know who Kitty Litter is because I never go out. I'm such a homebody.
Can you tell us who she is,
Rob? Kitty Litter is Marcus Grissom, is his male name.
Okay. But
Kitty Litter does comedy drag.
Oh,
so
cool.
If you can imagine a woman like in her hair curlers and a bathrobe and slippers doing drag, that would be Kitty Litter or something along those lines. The costumes change all the time, but he also does karaoke down at Spotlight Bar on Friday and Saturday nights, I believe.
Friday every.
Where is that at?
10 o'clock every Friday and Saturday.
Spotlight Bar is at 973 East Sahara.
It's in
Commercial Center.
Yeah.
Right in the Commercial Center as you go into the parking lot.
Oh, Commercial Center is a lot of fun. There's a lot of fun things to do over there at Commercial Center.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. A lot of opportunities and a lot of, like, there's Badlands over there. Why are you all laughing at me? Like, you've never been to Badlands before.
I have. It What's wasn't bad, though. I was confused.
You were confused.
There are more things than just two bars over in that shopping center.
Mm-hmm.
But,
I'm going to leave that right there as we're moving along. We're talking to
Spectrum
Magazine.
They had, like, the Naked Fish.
What?
The Naked Fish.
What's the Naked Fish?
Food. Like, great food over there.
Excellent. All right, so we're talking to Spectrum Magazine. If you're just tuning in this morning, what do you guys think makes Spectrum Magazine different than some of the other magazines that have been put out there in the past?
There are two things. One, it's very political, and we are part of an organization that does Get Out the Vote every year, and we have done political endorsements since 1995. So every election that comes along, we will do endorsements, who to vote for in any countywide or larger election. And that's important because, and this is why Q Radio is so freaking important, because you have to get the younger vote out.
Right.
And without it, you're going to have what we have today. We're losing transgendered rights. We have a criminal in the White House, and it's because people did not vote in large enough numbers to overcome gerrymandering. The second thing is this. If you are married, we have you on a mailing list now. We are in the middle of compiling it. It has cost us thousands and thousands of dollars, but it is the first time there's ever been a decent mailing list for the LGBTQ community, and it's because of same-gender marriages.
Okay.
So Rob, that's all great info because, you know, I feel like that needs to be more prevalent in the community. People need to get involved, be more aware. And it's awesome what you guys are doing over there. I have a question, though, I want to ask. So from owning the Bugle back in the day to now owning Spectrum, what have you done differently? What have you learned in those last years that have led to the new format of Spectrum, your new magazine?
Well, honestly, I got out of the publishing business back in 2000 or 2002. I sold it twice, to be honest. But there was so much division in the community. And so now, today, what we're trying to do is we're not really going after any one major story. There are four or five exposés, if you will, that we could do, but we're not looking to alienate anybody. We want to make friends, build bridges, and put the community back together.
Right.
So that
and that's
is
so
our
important,
goal.
Right?
That is. And one thing, you know, about bringing the community together, I know that you guys were at the center on Tuesday of this past week, and Dina Titus was there speaking on the Equality Act. Can you tell us a little bit about what happened for people that weren't there?
Okay, in Nevada, we already have laws that protect you as far as discrimination in employment, housing, accommodation, and that type of thing for whether you are your sexual orientation or your gender, whatever your gender happens to be. But as soon as you cross the state line and go into Arizona or go into Utah or California, things change. You don't have the same protections necessarily. You probably do in California, I stand corrected.
Yeah, California is pretty liberal.
You would lose those protections. And if you were to drive across country from here to, say, New York or D.C., your protections, legal protections, could change 30 times as you cross each state line.
Yeah.
Wow, that's
crazy. We had the HRC talking about this as well, informed us on the first episode. So sorry to interrupt, but go ahead.
Well, the issue is it has finally passed the House of Representatives. And everybody says, oh, we passed it. We passed the Equality Act. And it's great. That's exciting. But you know something? We have to pass it through the Senate, and then the president has to sign it. So the chances of getting it through the Senate right now are slim to none. It's not saying we don't have to keep trying, and it's not impossible, but the odds are against us. So probably after 2020, if the Democrats take the Senate, then Equality Act can be passed in the Senate and be signed by hopefully a new president.
All right. Well, awesome. So that's a lot of great info. And now we definitely, have an idea of what makes Spectrum unique. What's the future plans for Spectrum?
Well, let me kind of give a plug for the magazine, because I think Stefan, you're not married, are you?
No, I am not.
Not so, yet, he isn't. Yes.
So everybody, Stefan needs to find a husband. But if you're not married,
done.
You're not going to be on our mailing list. But you can get on it. You can put yourself on it automatically. You just text. You text Spectrum Subs. It's two words, SPECTRUMSUBS. I'm sorry, it's two words put together as one. You text that to 555-888. You'll get a link back, and you fill out the information, and we will mail the magazine to you for free.
Ooh. Is there any other places we can pick up the magazine at?
You can pick it up at all of the LGBT bars in town except Piranha. We're not at Piranha.
Not yet.
But every place else.
I don't think they have any magazines there.
It's a difficult place there. But anyway, all the rest of the gay bars have the magazine, all the Clark County libraries, and there are dozens of places all over town, including the community center, Get Booked, places like that.
Well, gentlemen, thank you so much for coming on the all-new Channel Q 94.1 HD2.
Appreciate
and I look
it.
Forward to bothering you guys to be on the cover of your magazine.
Well, listen, it's been a pleasure visiting with you, and we enjoy listening to the radio station. So thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
Channel Q with Fox and Sir Freezy live from Las Vegas. More music and fun is coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.